It's been revealed that the federal government's considering plans to privatise elements of Medicare. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has confirmed that the government's been looking at the idea for some time. He says it's all part of his innovation agenda. Mr. Turnbull wants to digitise the technology that processes medical payments. That could mean getting a private company to run the system. It could mean significant savings for the government's May budget, but privacy advocates say handing the health data of Australians to corporations is stepping into dangerous territory. Imogen Brennan reports.
Tony Abbott was still Prime Minister when the idea of privatising the Medicare payment system first surfaced. Last August, the ABC revealed that the government was asking companies for expressions of interest to create a new system of taking claims and paying out benefits. Today, the West Australian newspaper published further details of the government's plans. It was immediate question time fodder for the opposition leader, Bill Shorten.
Will the Prime Minister of the opposition will categorically rule out privatising Medicare or the PBS? Yes or no?
The Minister for Agriculture, the Leader of the Opposition, that the government is, as always, totally committed to Medicare. What we are looking at, as we look at in every
members
area,
on my left,
is improving the delivery of government services.
The Health Minister, Susan Ley, says that between Medicare, aged care and the pharmaceutical benefits scheme, the government processes more than $42 billion worth of payments per year. The government's yet to make a decision on whether it will privatise the service, but it's hoping the move would create some savings in the May budget.
Most Australians, I'm sure all honourable members here, are using their smartphones to transact business online. And yet Medicare has still not kept pace with that. And that is vital, a vital part of the progress, and that is what the Minister has been examining.
The Department of Human Services currently runs the Medicare benefits delivery system, but the publicly owned Australia Post, itself long subject to speculation about privatisation, has previously shown an interest in taking over the job. Senator Nick Xenophon questioned Australia Post CEO Ahmed Fahour at a parliamentary committee today.
So you've had discussions with the government about looking at Medicare payments, perhaps?
It is on the public record that we have submitted, and it's part of our corporate plan.
But recently, have you had discussions with the Turnbull government?
No, we have not. And as a matter of fact, let me just be very clear. Anything's being thrown to us. We're pushing through the door, and sure, I would love that door to open up a little bit more.
The Community and Public Sector Union fears thousands of job cuts from the public service. The Human Services Minister, Stuart Robert.
Now, the problem, of course, in the health transaction space is that we are in the 21st century and we use 21st century technology. With multiple billions of dollars of payments, the problem is that we are so tied now to a paper-based system. So what the government wants to do is investigate areas where we can actually use technology to benefit the payment of health systems.
The Australian Medical Association has big concerns. Dr. Stephen Parnas is the Vice President.
What we're concerned about is that the levels of expertise that exist within the Department of Health could be outsourced, and if you outsource it, you run the risk of losing that expertise. There are concerns raised about the way that the administrators of these programs would handle confidential medical data, how their input may influence or undermine the doctor-patient relationship in terms of its funding. How a Medicare benefit item might be administered or potentially even refused by someone who isn't necessarily accountable to government.
The advocacy organisation, the Australian Privacy Foundation, says giving the medical data of Australians to a private company is a huge risk. Dr. Bernard Robertson-Dunn is the chair of its health committee.
The main concern is access to the data. If the federal government privatised Medicare and the organisation to which it was privatised ran the business processes, had people to do things to deliver those services, and all the data was stored on computers owned by that organisation, they would have full control over the data. An American company, for instance, may decide to store the data overseas. If that happens, then there is the potential for the American government to decide to ask for some or all of that data.
The federal government can expect increasing pressure in the coming weeks to reveal more details of its plans.
Imogen Brennan.